on that calendar, this prayer is written. I get to see it every day. And I believe that, you know, sometimes when I'm in stressful situations, that is exactly what I need to know. I need to know what to do. I need to know what to do. I need to know, I need to be prepared for what's coming next. Thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings.
Amen.
Thank you. If you look at the title of this message, it is called Our Source of Power. And if you've been around AA or any kind of recovery groups, maybe AA because it's out of the AA big book, but the quote, lack of power was our dilemma. And that comes out of page 45 in the AA big book, and it says, our human resources, we're talking about our source of power, our human resources as marshaled by the will were not sufficient. They failed us utterly. Lack of power, that was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. And I didn't add the obviously. It's in there. It's written that way, obviously. To me, when I first came into recovery, it was obviously. I'm not making it on my own. This is not happening. So I was told how to tap that source. How? And my question was, well, you tell me I'm lacking in power. How do I get this power? And for us in recovery, it's stepped out. And step one, we have to admit that we need a source of power. We have to admit that on our own, we can't do it. We have to admit that we are powerless, step one. And step two, we have to believe that there is a source of power. That there's a source of power out there that we can tap into that can fix the things that we are powerless over. And let me tell you, I'm powerless over a lot. I'm powerless over a whole lot. The longer I live, the more I find out things that I'm powerless over. And then in step three, we turn our wills over to that power. Turn your powerless self over to that power. And it's reading church, we know who that power is. We know that it's Jesus Christ. We know that God and Jesus Christ is that power. That power that we're lacking comes from them. So bottom line, how do we get this power? To get this power, you have to ask for it. What? That's all? I have to ask for it? I can be powerless in so many areas of my life, and things are crushing in on me, and to get power, I have to ask for it? Well, what if I come over here and ask Ken, and I say, Ken, dude, I'm powerless. Can you help me? Can you give me some power? He maybe can give me some good advice. He's got much more power than I got. So who are we asking? And we already answered that. Here at Serenity Church, we know it by name. We know his power by name, and it's Jesus. And Jesus can do more than just what we ask. See, we have certain areas in our life that we're powerless over, and we ask him to take care of that and give us power to overcome that. But in Ephesians 3:20, it says, with God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask. We're asking. He can do much more than we're even asking or imagining.
Amen.
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. And God's people said, amen. He can do more than we can even ask. We're powerless over X, Y, Z. We're powerless over situations. And we ask God, we ask Jesus, come in here and run this for me. And he fixes that thing. He gives you power over it. And then there's other situations in your life that you've never even asked for. But all of a sudden, you have power over it. That's the way it works. He can do much more than we can ask, because he knows already where we're going to struggle. We said in our prayers, open this up, God, prepare me for what is next. We don't know what is next, but he does. And he can give us power to overcome what is next. My life today. See, I didn't ask. When I came into recovery, I didn't sit down in that chair and say, Lord, I want to pastor a church. And I want to
he didn't.
I want a team of leaders. And that ain't what I asked. I asked, Lord, help me stop killing myself. Lord, I don't want to go to jail again. Lord, I just want to see my kids. I just want my family back. That's all. I just want a good life. And he gives me so much more.
Amen.
More than I can even ask or imagine. So, I got all this power. I've been asking. I've step one, two, and three. He's coming into my life and things are changing. Can we lose this power? Can we lose the power that he's given to us? This reminds me of back when I was a kid. Back in the summertime, see, I was raised on a farm. And in the summertime, my dad, because we weren't in school, he made sure that we had things to do out there. There was always lots of work to do on the farm. One of our jobs every summer was clean the fence row. There was a long fence row. We had a long driveway that goes up to the house on the hill. And there was a long fence row that went quarter mile down the road this way, quarter mile down the road that way. And these had to be cleaned off where it's just fence. Briars and weeds and grapevines and all this stuff growing up all over the fence. We had that's one of our jobs. The other part, in front of that, behind that fence row was 60 acres. Now it's coastal field. It used to be weeds and flowers and prairie grass and stuff. But that all needed to be shredded. We call it shredded for us in the city of mowing. But that needed to be shredded. So you do that with a tractor. And so I remember Dad getting the old tractor out of the barn and getting it ready for us the night before. And we go to the barn and click, 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 click. Not starting. And it's an old tractor, had an old battery on it. Didn't use it all the time. So we just take the battery off and we'd take it to the house and he'd put it on the charger. He'd charge that sucker up. I remember popping the tops off of it and putting water in it. And he'd charge that sucker. So you go out there and you look in it, it was bubbling. It was hot. A hot battery. Then you could put that thing on the tractor, pow, fire off, and we'd mow all day long with it. We'd shred all day long with it. Then if we parked the tractor, put it up, and we had to clean fence row instead of shred, the next day, there'd be a whole day of the tractor sitting in the barn. Well, we're going to shred again. Let's go get the tractor. get clean. Same process. Take the battery off, plug it in, back to the charger, get it so hot that it's bubbling. See, as we were using the tractor, if we used it, the battery stayed charged up. But if we weren't using it and we just put it away, we put it in a barn, the battery in it went dead. Now, obviously, the easy thing to do is go down to the store and buy another battery.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. It costs too much. We just put it on the charger. You see, we automatically think that something like that, that the battery is that source of power. The battery is not the source of power. It's the charger. The only way that tractor ran is if the battery was plugged into the charger. It charged the battery enough that we could use it. Charged batteries. I want you, in that story, picture yourself as a tractor. Awesome. You don't look good as a tractor. Picture yourself as the tractor. You don't have to picture yourself with four wheels. All right? Just work with you here. You are the tractor. See the battery as your faith. Your battery as your faith. And see Jesus as the charger.
Amen. Amen.
See, the more that we're plugged in, the more power we get. You know, I was thinking about when Dad plugged in that battery and put the charger on it, if we'd have just waited 5 minutes and put the battery back onto the tractor, it wouldn't have helped. It wouldn't have started the tractor. But he left it on there until it was bubbling hot. And it had no problem starting that tractor. See, this whole story kind of reminded me of when Peter walked on water. If you'll turn to Matthew 14, we're going to look at that. Matthew 14, 25 to 31. And this is where Peter walks on water. It says, between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. When his followers saw him walking on the water, they were afraid. They said, "It's a ghost." He cried out in fear. But Jesus quickly spoke to them, "Have courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it is really you, then command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And Peter left the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and began to sink. He shouted, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. And Jesus said, "Your faith is small. Why do you doubt?" Looking at this story, we see a loss of power. When Peter was standing on the edge of that boat, and he's looking out, and he sees Jesus coming, he's getting all excited, he's fired up, and he's like, "I want to do that too. Let me come out. Can I walk on water?" And Jesus says, "I'll give you the power to do that. Absolutely. Come on. I'll give you the power to walk on water."
Can you imagine that?
Holy.
Amen.
That is some power, right? Jesus transferred his power to Peter so he could walk on water. Then Peter gets out here walking on water. He looks around and he's like, "Oh, what am I doing here? I'm walking on water." And he notices the wind and the white rain and the waves. He takes his eyes off Jesus. And immediately starts to sink. The loss of power came. his eyes off Jesus. But what happened? He got refocused really quick.
Amen.
When he started singing, he shouted, "Save me!" And the scripture says that Jesus waited around 5 or 10 minutes and then showed up. No, it says immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and saved him. But what did he say? He said, "Your faith is small." That tells me the reason Peter lost power is because he lost some of his faith in the middle of that storm.
Amen.
Write this down. I think it's there in your notes. Lack of faith equals lack of power. Lack of faith or small faith causes loss of power. After I wrote all that, I was thinking, what else causes a loss of this connection, this power that we're receiving from Jesus? What else causes a loss of power? And I went back to the AA Big Book on page 66. It says, this business of resentment provides a loss of power. It says, this business of resentment is infinitely greater. We found that it is fatal. For when harboring such feelings, here it is, we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the Spirit. We shut ourselves off. We turn off the power. When we're having a resentment, when we're having a problem with somebody, a person, place, or thing, we ourselves turn the power off. We shut it off. How do we get this power back on? For us in the 12-step fellowships, we start at step 4 and make a personal inventory. Where's my part? Where could I have done something different in this person, place, or thing that I'm having a resentment towards? Where could I have changed? Where could I have done something different? Where, when the next time this happens, I'm going to respond different. Usually a reaction causes something bad.
Amen.
I say I try to respond. My reactions are not thought through. And then in step 5, we confess all that to someone. Find someone you trust. We confess it. This is how we overcome these resentments. In step 6, we're ready for God to remove defects of character. The things that cause us to even have the resentments. We ask Him to remove those. We're getting ready for Him to remove them. In 7, we humbly ask Him to. And 8, we made a list of the persons we had harmed. 9, we went and made an amends. We talked to those people. And we said, our part. Never say, "Well, you know what you did to me, and this is why I did that." That's not going to get you over the resentment. Because you still remember what they did. You just apologize for your part. And then 10, you continue to take that personal inventory. When you're wrong, you're probably admitted. So that you don't ever have to go back and do that 4-step again. I know throughout the years, people redo the 4-step, and I've done it a couple times, but on the daily, this 10-step causes you to not have to build up those things throughout the years. If you take care of it right now, you can sleep better at night. You don't have to think about the things that you did throughout the day that were wrong. You fix it immediately. And then in step 11, you stay connected, you stay plugged in. Like that battery to that charger, you stay plugged in. whenever you're not, when your faith is not being used, it goes down. It falls out of power. So in step 12, we carry this message that Jesus has the power. That's how we.
Amen.
That's how we get plugged back in. When we have a resentment that is shutting us off from the sunlight of here, of the sunlight of the Spirit, where we're having a resentment so much that we're losing power, we're losing our faith, we're losing things in life that causes us to have a good life. This is how we get back on track. I wish everybody in the world had a 12-step program.
Amen.
These folks out here that are not part of the 12-step fellowship are missing out. This is an easy way to get connected, to get re-plugged in. I know people that have gone to church their whole life, and they know Jesus, and they know all that things that are good, but they have different things in their life that they're just, they have resentments. That at a certain time in their life, it shuts them off from the sunlight of the Spirit. They have no power. I want you to write this down and I want you to hear it. A loss of power does not mean Jesus stopped loving you.
Amen.
I talk to people all the time who they have lost power, they have lost faith, they've lost, they're having a struggle, they're having a real hard time. And I've heard this just recently. I don't know if my prayers are going through the top of the ceiling. Yeah, they are. If you're honestly saying a prayer, he hears you. Just because you've had a loss of power doesn't mean he's not hearing you.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that Jesus stopped loving you. I'm here to tell you, there's areas in my life that I have no power over. Maybe because I hadn't asked him. Maybe I hadn't asked him to take charge in that area. I want you to know that loss of power is normal. I hear people beat themselves up all the time. All the time beating themselves up because I just don't think I have enough faith. I don't think I have enough strength. I don't, for some reason, God's not hearing me. It must be me. I'm all bad. Loss of power is normal. It happens. I started thinking about living here in the common. A lot of us live here in the common. So you'll understand when I say it's normal to have a loss of power in the common.
Amen.
Amen. Any kind of storm, a sprinkle, we're going to lose power. Somewhere in the city, you can get on the Facebook and look on the colony chatter and pull up in the middle of a storm. And does anybody on the T streets have power? Like, no, I live over here, so I still got power. But there's times that I've been, hey, step out. My power's out in the house. I've stepped out and I've looked down the street and all the lights on this side of the street are out. And I've looked across the street to my neighbors and they're in there watching TV.
Yeah.
Like, amen. Do I have a loss of power on my side of the street? Loss of power is normal. It happens. But I want you to think about this. The colony as a whole, I don't believe it's all went out. I believe that in a storm, there's areas of the colony that the power gets knocked out. And there'd be full power over here. So just like the colony, the city of the colony, that's our lives too.
Amen.
That's our lives too. We may have a loss of power in some area of our lives. We may have a loss of power that it's obvious and we're having a hard time to overcome it. But this other thing that used to kill me, God's still giving me power over that. We're always going to have something that we're powerless over. And we're always going to have stuff. We'll keep giving it and keep asking it, asking Jesus. We're going to have power over some things in our lives. It happens. It's normal. The reason I say that is Romans 3:9. It says, "So are we Jews better than others? No. We have already said that Jesus and those who are not Jews, we already said that Jews and those who are not Jews are all guilty of sin."
Amen.
"As the scripture says, there is no one who always does what is right. Not even one. If there was never no loss of power, there would be no sin. There wouldn't. If we had the ability to tap into Jesus and keep that power 100% of the time, there would be no sin in the world."
Amen.
And we know better than that. We all sin. We fall short. So why would Jesus just give us this power if we ask him? Just read and give it to you. First, he gives us this power so that we'll be like him. So that we can be free from sin. Secondly, Jesus gives us power to continue his ministry, to do good and heal all who are oppressed. He gives us power to overcome those things in my life, in your life, so that we can carry the message. You remember I said when I first came into recovery, all I wanted, wanted to stop doing what I was doing and killing myself. I wanted to not go to jail. I wanted to see my kids, see them grow up. He had much, much more planned. Much, much more.
Praise God.
He gave me the power to overcome that thing that I needed to overcome so that he can give me the power to carry his message.
Amen.
There's other people that I talk to that have been in the same situation that I've been in. And I can talk them through it because I've been there. All we have to do is ask for it. Just ask for his power. In the promises it says, we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could never do for ourselves.
Amen.
That when we come back, we have a loss of power and no way to get it back. We have to ask for it. I pray all the time, God, do for me what I can't do for myself. I have to pray, God, do for me what I can't do for myself. Even in those things that I don't know that are coming up. Prepare me for what is next. Bless me. Bless the people around me. Y'all go ahead and pray with me. Lord, I ask you to do for us things that only you can do. Lord, we love you. God, please do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Mm. Only through you do we have the power to overcome. Lord, help us to find ways to get plugged back in. Lord, as we just learned, a loss of power is normal. When we have storms in our life, we tend to unplug instead of draw closer. Help us, Lord,
Help us to continue to stay plugged in. Find ways to draw closer to you, especially in the middle of the storm. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your Son and what he did for us on the cross. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Steps into your life and makes you somebody. And he's got a plan for you, and you're a part of